Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it is Phil Lindsay. It is Righteous Reg, and this is another iteration of Grapsity Interviews. We have a special guest. We have Ring of Honor Women's Champion Athena. How are you doing?
Forever Ring of Honor champion. You forgot one major word. It's not even a minor mistake, major mistake.
That's
forever
true.
Ring of Honor champion. Like, we could do the other hashtags, but I feel like you might forget by the time I get done saying them all. Like, you know, we'll get there.
We're going to slowly build up to it, Athena. This is a great honor for Phil and I. For many, many, many months, I am, of course, on a Ring of Honor post show. For many, many, many months, I have been saying the Ring of Honor MVP is the ROH Women's Champion, Athena. You've been on an insane run here in Ring of Honor. I think you're up to 28. No, do you know the exact number of, people that you beat up?
I know that I have not lost a match since that Fatal 4-Way. And also, I never got pinned in that Fatal 4-Way. I do want to say that at Arthur Ashe Stadium. So I've been on an undefeated streak. And then there was like some weird tag match in there, but I also didn't get pinned, so we don't really count that. Because I don't play well with others.
That's true.
But yeah, I've been on a win streak since that Fatal 4-Way in singles competition. Like, absolutely. So I'm certain it's more than the 20-something. It's probably in the 40s because, mama likes to work.
Definitely. I was just talking about the rain, but yeah, you have definitely been destroying it just in general since you let the dogs loose off the leash. Let's start by saying congratulations on your great run, being able to kind of unleash in Ring of Honor without the limits of television, without the limits of all these other things. How has that been first, just being able to be a little more free than the confinements of cable TV?
I think I'm just doing what I want to do. Like, TV is TV to some extent. Like, there's always time constraints. There's always like outs that you have to hit. But for the most part, like, it's no different. It's all pro wrestling. You go out there, you kick people in the face. They try to kick you in the face, and then you beat them to a pulp. You may get fined after, you maybe don't, you know, and then you just keep on trucking. That's pretty much it. I mean, the awesome part of Ring of Honor is like, yeah, we do get to pre-tape. So like yes and no, I make a lot of no-nos, if you will, that can't go on TV. And mostly it's my mouth.
Totally.
It's my mouth. So if you ever see like the audio get cut out, like when you see me yelling, it's probably because I said a no-no word for TV. But, you know, I do what I want. It's my show. Like, I am your forever Ring of Honor champion. Some would even like to call me the world heavyweight champion, for that matter. I'll take that. You know, I just literally am having a blast just going out there and beating up everyone's favorites. And no one has checked me. TK slaps me on the wrist, gives me a fine. And like, I just go on with my life and do the same thing. And I'm flourishing. Because what is he going to do? He can't suspend me. It's my show. The show is made for me. Come on now.
Some valid points are being made, honestly.
For real. I mean, I think people forget how long this title's been around. This title's been around barely 2 years yet. I think it started in 2001, and that was mostly off the backs of the reboot with Maria Kanellis' women's division. How does it feel to basically be kind of the face of this division and kind of the building block under TK?
It's really cool because I know for a while, I used to work for Ring of Honor, like back in my heyday. We won't date myself because we all know I'm a lovely 22 at heart. but yeah, like when I worked for Ring of Honor, like back in the day of like, that's when they were trying to get a resurgence from the Sarah Dalrays, the Allison Dangers, the Daisy Hayes's, you know, all of these women that started showing the world that like women can wrestle and do more things outside of just hot tubs and, you know, the gravy brawls and like whatever else was going on during that time frame on TV. And these women, along with like Shimmer women athletes, like they were trying to build up like, hey, women can wrestle too. We can do more. I mean, we went from like the Jumping Bomb Angels, Aja Kong, like Bull Nakano's, the Medusas going up there and beating the crap out of each other. We transitioned to this weird raunchy time period, which like kudos to those women, because I know that that wasn't easy and I've talked to them about it on that. Then we transitioned into more wrestling again. And so like the women on the indies, I think get a lot of, don't get enough credit for building that back up. Right. And it kind of started with Ring of Honor and Shimmer. You have that, you come along to now, and we've just taken that ball and we've run with it every step that we get, you know? So I'm immensely happy to be representing a brand, the wrestling brand, not like, and I tried to bring my own form of snarky, sassy entertainment to it as well. Right. But we're the wrestling show, we're the wrestling brand. And I think that's what we care about, is producing phenomenal quality wrestling with people that you may have heard of, people that are homegrown names, people that are elevating themselves to try to become homegrown names. Like that is what we are doing every step of the way. And to be the forefront of that division, to be the forefront of the Ring of Honor brand, the show, like that means the world to me to finally have something on my back telling everyone to hop in. I got y'all. I know y'all can't do it yourselves. And just me carrying that backpack into the next stage of Ring of Honor.
Mm-hmm. Great. Definitely great. You know, this current kind of Ring of Honor, Athena forever champion, the reign kind of began after what some would call a controversial match where Athena was in a match with Jody Threat. And Jody Threat took what would go on to be a regular weekly Athena beating. Was it? Did you? I guess it could be, did you enter AEW as a whole kind of with that mind state of like, these people forgot who I am, or they think I'm somebody and I'm really this person, and where you were like, I'm going to move forward from here? Or was it like, you're in this match and you're like, actually, I'm the angriest person of all time and I'm just going to start beating up every woman that you've ever seen?
Like, I think when I came to AEW, like I was very eager to just prove myself on any level. Like I was just like, okay, I'm coming off a few independent matches that have gone extremely well. I'm coming off of like
the Swerve match was awesome, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. Like I'm coming off of Taya Valkyrie, Swerve, Thunder Rosa. I'm coming off of a good string of indie matches. And it got to the point of when I debuted in Las Vegas, I didn't really know what to expect. And I talk about this all the time and people think I'm crazy. I was like, I didn't know people were going to boo me, cheer for me. Like, I didn't know what was going to happen. And then like feeling that love, feeling that elation and the happiness that everyone had, I felt like I had so much more to prove. And me coming up short with Jade Cargill, like definitely like set a fire under my ass. You know, it was like, okay, we have to get back to what you know, who you are. And it became me going back and looking up filming myself on the independent scene before I got signed to WWE. And I was just like, what made me special? What made me important? And I kept trying to get back to that, trying to get back to that. And it just seemed like nothing was working. And then, I mean, like, you don't have to blame Jody Threat. You blame Canada, like the South, right? Like, we can, like, you guys just play the little blame Canada, blame Canada, you know? Right. And it became like, you know, they booed me and it was just like, you know what? I am tired of like getting stepped on. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jody was awesome. Jody took that ass whooping like nobody else can. I mean, like, I'm so glad to see that she's found success and impact and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But like at the end of the day, it's about me, and it needed to be about me. And I turned something that maybe would have been a one-off in Canada, because everyone likes to boo the Americans in Canada. It's been the tale of time since in your house back in the day. You know what I mean? So like, it became one of those things that I was just like, I wanted to run with it. I wanted to keep it going, because like, if people thought that like, that was so different that I went into business for myself, I don't care. Yeah. I'm going to do it every week. I'm going to do it every week because you're saying my name. Talk about me. Hell, I trained it for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So like, look, clutch your pearls, be upset. But at the end of the day, I was trained by Skandar Akbar, Monty Brown, Lance Hoyt, Rodney Mack, Jazz, Booker T. I have a wrestling pedigree, and I like to call myself the mud of pro wrestling. So if people have a problem with that, like, come at me, come talk to me. Don't talk about me, talk to my face about it. And let's have a genuine conversation, you know? That's how I feel. But like, at the end of the day, like, they shut up as soon as I start doing it again. So, and now I have some of the biggest bandwagon jumpers you ever did see in my Minions group.
I mean, talk about it. I mean, speaking of talking about it, we do have a match coming up this week. Pretty big match for you.
Oh, yes.
You will be facing Willow Nightingale again. It's a rematch from your women's championship match from Ring of Honor. But this time around, it'll be in the semifinals of the Owen tournament. What are you looking to showcase this time around in the Willow match? The first match, of course, was acclaimed. People thought this was a great match. How are you guys going to top that match?
Oh, I'm just going to go out there and beat the bricks off this broad. That's like, I don't understand. What do you mean showcase? We're showcasing Athena. Athena is coming in to win this Owen Hart tournament. Hello? Look, I get to be on Collision for the very first time. Like, I'm super pumped. I'm super excited. Like, being a big fan of Owen Hart, like, watching a lot of film of the Blue Blazer, if you will. Like, watching a ton of that film when I first started, trying to even do a quarter of what this man can do in the ring, like, was even just a massive accomplishment. But to be able to be in a tournament, you know, where it's about the wrestling, where it's about the art of what we do to kind of make this legacy live on through us, through our wrestling, is a really cool opportunity. So of course, your forever Ring of Honor champion is not going to let Miss Happy Rainbow Sunshine Kisses Puppy Dogs and Sugar come and take that opportunity away. Like, I've already beat the brakes off this girl one time. How do you guys think that this is going?
I don't know. She has some momentum, Athena. She is the new New Japan Strong Women's Champion now.
Oh my
Things
gosh.
Have changed since your last match. It's
What has changed? What has changed? Let's be honest. Oh, wow. She couldn't beat me for my prestigious world championship, so she had to go find another one. Is that what happened? Look, I will say this. Willow, yes, absolutely. Willow Nightingale is one of the strongest pound-for-pound opponents that I've ever been there. She is a heavyweight. She does it with a smile on her face. She hits hard. But at the end of the day, I've had her number every time we've stepped in the ring, which has been fine, sure. But I've had her number, and I'm certain that it hasn't increased.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Because when you get a championship, some people like to coast and say, oh, I'm champion. I'm not going to put in the work. But I am the forever Ring of Honor champion, baby. I consistently am trying to elevate myself, make sure that I'm not predictable, make sure that I am pushing that boundary and pushing that limit, that just when you think that you have the match won, I'm going to do something else to have it in the bag. So, Willow Nightingale, baby girl, I don't care however many belts you want to rack up. Hell, I'll take you to the Toys R Us in Canada and get you another belt if you want, baby girl. But at the end of the day, I am going to whoop the brakes off you because I got bigger things on my mind. That Owen Hart Tournament Championship.
Oh.
Intro.
This match is in Canada, right? And you just were talking about Canada. Look what happened last time you're in Canada.
Look,
is there added pressure here?
No. No. Do you, look, no. Hey, Phil, you need to get my man. He didn't even know what the Pythagorean theorem was. He up here talking to smoke.
How did we get back to this?
Get your what? Come on, you were up here with some PEMDAS. I'm gonna PEMDAS my foot up Willow's happy patootie this week. That's what's gonna happen. And I'm going to move on to the finals to face whoever else is there. Go on to win this whole shebang. Put my name in history once again. This is what Athena does. This is what I do. This isn't a game. This isn't fun and joy for everyone. This is me putting my name in history as the most dominant champion in AEW history, in Ring of Honor history, in wrestling history. I am on a mission to show the world what they have been missing out on, and I am in the middle of that right now. So why would I let someone like Miss Willow Nightingale take that opportunity away from me when I have not only earned it, I've been proving to the world, whether you have seen it or not, hashtag watch ROH, come see me beat the brakes off of every hussy in this. Look, you almost made me lose my tongue there, Mr. Ed. You almost made me lose it. Look, at the end of the day, this weekend, I am moving on to the finals. That's all you need to know. You don't have to gaslight me. Willow doesn't stand a chance. I don't care what she's done. I don't care what she's accomplished. And hell, like, I'll give her her little 5 seconds of applause there. 2, 3, 4, 5. There it is. Cool. At the end of this weekend, I'm moving on to the finals. And that's all anyone needs to know about it.
Well, I mean, certainly answers that question. You did say history here. And I mean, Willow did sort of make history.
Uh-huh.
Well, not sort of make history. Hold did on, make history. She did make history. Main eventing the New Japan show here with Mercedes Moné. And winning the title in that match. And then she also has Julia coming in this week, holiday week, we talked about earlier, to have a match. What do you think about just like her getting to wrestle more women from Japan? You, of course, have wrestled women from Japan. You also had the moniker, the American Joshi, for a little while.
A little while. Look, sir, if I could fit all them characters into that tweet, they would still be up there.
Right.
But I'm not going to be paying Mr. Musk for that little check mark at the end.
Certainly not.
Yeah, certainly not. None of
we're
that,
not
none
going.
That.
We ain't going to go into details on that. But mm-hmm. still, like, here's the thing. Like, at the end of the day, like, Willow's doing, like, on some level, I'm a teeny bit jealous. Like,
uh-oh.
And by a teeny bit, like, Willow's accomplished a lot. Like, I talk about it all the time. I've always wanted to go and wrestle for Stardom. I wanted to go to Japan. Like, that's what I was known as on the independents before I got signed to WWE was the American Joshi.
Right.
You know, it's always been a dream of mine to wrestle in Japan. The fact that I get to wrestle so many of these phenomenal athletes coming from Japan to America is amazing because when I ship them back in broken pieces, it only says, oh, hey, we don't want to bring Athena over here, so we're going to bring Willow, you know? Like, but all jokes aside, like, I am very jealous of the opportunities that Willow has gotten, because I've been so adamant about trying to get to Japan, trying to compete on that level. I want to test my skills out in Japan too, because I know the girls that they're sending over here are great. I want to see the ones that haven't left yet, because I know they're phenomenal. The Julias, I want to wrestle Kairi Sane, Mayu. Like, there's a list of them, and most of them are in Stardom. So get your girl over there. But like I said, I'm not taking away from Willow's accomplishments. Yes, she has made history, but I'm going to make better history. I don't even know if that's a right phrase or anything. I'm going to make that mo better history, mo better than Willow. I don't know. It's terrible. But it's just like, yeah, I'm jealous of those opportunities. I want those opportunities. I want to be more, and I'm going to get my more. And as soon as I make an example out of her, show that it don't matter what championship you got, you're still not as good as the Ring of Honor champion. Maybe people start to realize that.
I mean, it's about time they do. I mean, the Ring of Honor is live on Watch ROH every Thursday, and more people need to be checking it out just because of what the Ring of Honor Women's Champion, the forever Ring of Honor Champion, is doing. Do you have a favorite opponent that you've beat down on the Ring of Honor program so far? Because you've had some great matches out there. I mean, we talked about the match with Willow. The match with Kira you just had a few weeks ago was brutal. The spot with you taking the back suplex on the thumbtacks is just replaying in my brain constantly. I'm sure it's replaying in your brain too. Do you have a favorite hussy that you've beat up on Ring of Honor so far in this run?
Honestly, I've just been fortunate enough to have girls willing to step in the ring with me at this point. You know, like, I think my reputation kind of speaks for itself. I'm the unsafe. I'm the brutal. She does what she wants. No consequences. Well, look, here's the thing. Like, I feel like on some level, it doesn't matter who steps in the ring with me. I'm going to break them. That's it. Like, I loved breaking Kira. I love breaking Sky. I love breaking Willow. Like, but I want new porcelain to break. I broke Yuka. I broke Mayu. Not Miyu Yumeshita. Like, I've had like a good chunk of change that I'm building up right here. My next thing is, who's next? Who's going to be the next person that Athena breaks? Maybe that might be my new favorite toy to break. I don't know. You know, I just know that every time someone steps in the ring with me, they push me to a whole nother limit, and I have to push myself. And so I elevate. Go back up to the heavens, if you will. Get whatever energy I need. Come back down to beat the brakes off these girls. But I'm just happy that my division is stepping up in a way that you don't see most other people do right now. And that's, like, that's the best thing I can say, is that everyone wants a piece of me. Because I already know I love me some me. You know, they're just trying to get on my level.
The Kira match, you did get to close the show again, the same way with the Willow match, where you got to close the taping. And this time around, you got to close the taping in the United Center. You spoke a little bit about Shimmer earlier, and Shimmer, if people don't know, a lot of those shows were here in Chicago at the Berwyn Eagles Club out in Berwyn. But this is, of course, a bigger venue. How did it feel to get to close out the show in such a big venue like the United Center?
You know, I'll say it, like, Chicago has some of the best fans ever. They're like a great wrestling crowd. I love every time we go to Chicago, but I think it's because so much history with indie wrestling is ingrained there. From AAW to Shimmer to there was a couple of other ones there that I never got the privilege to work for, but like, indie wrestling is ingrained in Chicago.
Strong.
So like, anytime a bigger show comes to town, that place is always packed. And I believe the United Center was the same arena that I was in the rafters for watching a Fatal 4-Way back on the other side. But like, I just remember being in the crowd, and I got to watch one of my favorite matches. If it is the same arena, if not, it was still in Chicago. Pete Dunne versus Tyler Bate. I got to watch that live in the arena, and I remember how electric that crowd was, and just getting goosebumps and being like, when I wrestle here, I'm gonna get this same reaction. You know, flash forward to like AEW, Ring of Honor, me versus Kira Hogan in a Chicago street fight. And that place was electric, and it felt like so close to like what I've been like feeling that I've been missing, I feel like, from time to time. Because a lot of the times, like, we get a limited audience because we're on at the end of the night. It's awesome. They're still, they love wrestling. But, like, that Chicago crowd, baby, like, there ain't nothing like that. I mean, like, holy crap. Like, it's just an amazing crowd to be in front of. It has so much more meaning because I talked about it in a separate interview that, like, I used to be billed from Chicago, Chicago / Dallas. So, like, on some level, I'm this weird, not actual, but weird, like, hometown stomping ground type of gal. And just knowing how much Shimmer meant to me, knowing how much Shimmer means to a lot of the women that got to wrestle there, we all built, like, all these friendships. You know, a lot of them I burned to the bridge because I broke them. but, like, it's a really cool moment to just kind of go back and say, man, like, look at how far that I've come. I was working down the street at Berwyn Eagles Club in front of maybe 300 people to going into the United Arena in front of thousands. It's just not even 30 minutes up the road. And it's like, wow, like, it's a kind of like a weird full circle moment. I feel like I get more of those the longer I've been wrestling. I'm like, wow, you remember the last time you were here? This is crazy. You know, being in Toronto, being in the same building where I wrestled Bailey at SummerSlam, and then coming back and being with a whole different company and just kind of walking around and being like, wow, like, this is crazy. Like I said, the older I get, more full circle moments, and then going and being able to perform with a different persona, a different character, and still feeling that hatred of that. We'll say it's love, but I got booed out of the arena. I got booed out of the arena, but we'll say it's love because I know my minions love me. But yeah, just like, it's such a cool moment to kind of look back and reflect, because I'm not a big photo taker. By design, I've never been into photos and stuff like that, but like, just me sitting there and just searching my whole brain for like these memories, and I was like, oh, I remember this. Like, I'm becoming that old timey gal, I guess, and be like, oh, get my whiskey and cranberry. Oh, I remember when we were here back in 37, you know, like, that's how I'm getting now. And it's funny as it is, it's just, it brings back a lot of really fun and good memories for me traveling the world. So, like, yeah, United Center, Chicago, it's one of my favorite places to wrestle.
You talked a little bit about that in this last thing, a lot due to how Ring of Honor tapes their taping schedule. For the last couple of months, you have legit been like the last match after what could be a 4 or 5 hour show. That's a crazy amount of pressure on any wrestler at that position. But how do you go about, because like you said in that Kiera match, after being in this arena for however long, you guys still got them to be very excited, got them into the match, and got them excited. How do you go about doing that after someone's been at a wrestling show for a minute?
I think, like, a lot of it is just having confidence in your entertainment ability. Like, it's like, that's the best way I can explain it. Like, I'm confident that they're going to hate me. I'm confident that I can beat the brakes off of someone so bad that they're going to hate me even more. Like, my whole goal is to entertain the crowd. Like, first and foremost, that is our job as wrestlers, professional wrestlers. Like, it's entertainment first and foremost. So if people aren't entertained, you're not doing your job. So my goal every time I go out there is, one, break my opponent. Two, make the crowd hate me or love me. I don't really care. As long as they're reacting, I've done my job. But just having that confidence and having the trust of, like, the office as well. Like, they wouldn't put me in that position if I couldn't do my job. Right. And, like, yeah, like, sometimes it's one of those things where it's like, how can I do this today? It becomes a big puzzle, right? Of me just watching and interacting and then just being like, girl, I'm going to kick you in your face tonight, and then do a yay, right? But it's all in planning. Like, I like I said, I love me some me, and just having that confidence to go out there and knowing that, like, I don't care how much wrestling you have. You paid to see me. You're going to watch me do my job. That's why you waited this long. You know that your girl is the main event, and without the main event, there is no show, right? And I like to say Ring of Honor is my show. I say it all the time in the ring. I yell it at the referee. I yell it to everyone. This is my show, right? You paid to see my show. Of course, I'm going to go last on my show, you know? So yeah, it's like I said, just having the confidence to go out there and entertain and not being defeated is mentally, physically going out there and just knowing that, hey, I have a job to do. No matter how many people are out there, my goal is to get as many people watching Ring of Honor TV. So if these guys are like, holy crap, Athena went out there and killed it, that's going to bring more eyes in to watch ROH on Honor Club. And that's my whole goal. Bring more eyes in. And that's like, honestly, like it's never bothered me really to go last in the night because I just have that skill set. Mind you, like someone's going to read this and be like, oh my God, Athena's so arrogant. No, I've been wrestling for 20 years. I was taught by some of the absolute best in this business. Like I have to have the confidence to be able to do what I do every day, week in, week out. And if you don't like that, I don't care.
I mean, talk about it.
I just did. Did you not hear the rant that just happened? Righteous. I'm sliding back over to this side now. I'm on this side. Yeah, get your boy. He talk about. I just did. Watch my show. I'm the star of my show.
I mean, it is your show. I mean, it definitely is your show. Do you have any aspirations on coming back to AEW proper, though, and challenging for one of those titles, maybe be the TBS title or the world title? Do you want to bring your footing from ROH to AEW soon?
Absolutely. I've wanted to for a very long time, but apparently Athena doesn't play well with others, right? So,
I mean, we've seen it on camera, Athena.
Look, I don't know what you're talking about. These all of these lovely women signed beautiful waivers saying that I'm going to be a challenging Athena to a match. I understand what I am doing. I am putting my life, body, everything at risk going into this match. That's just what I just have to. They understand what they're walking into. They understand that they might not walk out. But because of that, like, I feel like there's been a little hesitation because everyone doesn't want me to break their favorites. It's kind of a thing I do, right? Mm. Like, but I would love to challenge my buddy Chris Statlander. I would love to challenge Tony Storm. I've never seen that match before. See, Philip, he had to jump out of here. He was all scared. He was all scared for a second. No, but I would love that opportunity. But right now, like, Ring of Honor is my priority. Like, I kind of feel like I'm getting to the point where I've broken all the porcelain, which is why I really want to be in the Owen to showcase, like, what I can do within a different platform, you know? And I got what I wanted. So, of course, like, my priorities are straight. Like, I'm wrestling on Collision this week. Collision. Yes. I'm crossing over all of that right now. I would love to do more, but like, honestly, we all know that there are certain people that don't want Athena on the show because they're afraid they're going to be on the injured list.
Some names, Athena. Who are you talking about?
Well, I mean, we got Sky Blue. Hell, I beat her so bad she went back to AEW.
That's true.
She ain't came back. That's right? True.
Like, you powerbombed her on some stairs. It was very dangerous. Very dangerous.
Look, the stairs just happened to be there.
Yeah.
The stairs just happened to be there. I don't know what you want me to say. Like, everyone that I've beaten in Ring of Honor has left, and they don't come back. So take that with a grain of salt. Like, they can't cut it in Ring of Honor, so they go back to AEW, Dynamite, Rampage, Collision. They go and they hide out there. But what's going to happen when Athena comes there? Oh, no. Right? Like, what's gonna happen? Right? So at the end of the day, it's like their time is ticking. You can get a little clock if you want, swirl it around. Like, my dude Pumpkinhead over here is gonna come get everybody as a warning, and then I'm gonna come clean house. That's just what I do, right? If they want to run away from my brand, that's fine. Eventually I will come and find them. But like I said, right now Ring of Honor is my priority. This title right now, my world championship, that means the world to me, right? Mm-hmm. Keeping that around my waist, it means the world to me, right? Making an entire division step up means the world to me, right? You can say more names if you want, but like, literally every person I have wrestled has left Ring of Honor. Yeah, sure, they come back, but they don't even attempt to try to wrestle me again. Bert Vixen.
Would you try to wrestle you again, Athena?
I mean, I would at least want to try for a championship again. That's but true. Like, you know, I guess they don't want it that bad. What? What?
It's a lot of women you're talking about here, Athena.
I am. What? Do you think I'm scared of them?
I don't think so.
No, like your Lady Frost went and left me. Vert Vixen, Willow. The list goes on and on.
You did just have a rematch with Billy Starks a couple of weeks ago.
Actually, that was my first match with Billy Starks.
Oh, you didn't? You guys didn't wrestle in Ring of Honor? Okay, no, she wrestled again. Okay, she wrestled against Trisha Dora. Sorry about that. Yes, you did have your first match against Billy Starks, Forbidden Door. How was it to open such a monumental pay-per-view being in the buy-in?
It was really cool. I wasn't really expecting to be on the Forbidden Door pay-per-view. I know I talk a lot of crap, so I was very thankful to be able to represent Ring of Honor in that aspect of things, and being able to represent Ring of Honor as a brand in the Owen Hart tournament. So like, it was a really cool, like, oh crap, I'm wrestling. Oh wow. Like, just coming in and having to mentally prepare myself for one, Billy Starks, and two, being able to like wrestle on such a big platform and making sure the audience gets what they want. But I will say this, that little girl tried to kill me. did y'all saw that? Y'all saw the thing, right?
We saw the thing.
I wouldn't have been okay after that, I feel like, if I just would have just.
But why are you acting like you haven't tried to kill a whole bunch of people on the way up here?
Yeah, but I've never. Well,
what's the difference? Well,
here's the thing. What I do, okay, is what I do. But when someone tries to do what I do to me, I kind of have to question that a little bit. Look, okay. I'm glad she got overzealous. I'm glad she got overambitious, and just. But like, you know, it's just a testament to how badly she wanted to beat me.
Yeah.
Right. And like, honestly, I know streaks are always made to be broken. I don't intend to break mine anytime soon, but just it kind of bothered me a little bit on the inside, especially like watching it back, just knowing what length she would go to try to get that victory.
Billy Starks don't play. She came to win that match. A lot of people wrote her off when they saw the brackets, like, oh, she's against Athena. She's dead. But no, she came to try to really win.
Look, I saw the bracket and thought the same thing. I'm not even going to lie to you. But I will say, like, Billy Starks did step it up, and she made me want to, like, hell, I've been in the gym every day since that match, because I was like, yo, that can't happen again. We can't get that close again.
An 18-year-old made you do that, Athena. 18 years old.
18, yes, young and dumb is what I like to call it. Young and dumb. She was young, she had youth on her side, and then the dumb kicked in right when she jumped off that top rope. That's when dumb, boom. And then she just splat on the, and I was like, huh, right? And then we hit her with a nice little double tap, bam, and then, you know, we had to finish the job. But like, I will say this, like, she made me want to be better. And like I said, I've been in the gym every day. I've been watching more film more than ever, because I was like, we can't get that close. We never again. You're the forever Ring of Honor champ. You're going to be the future Owen Hart tournament champion. You can't, never again will it be that close. And it starts with Willow this week. It really does.
Ooh. Stakes are high. Shout out to De La Soul. It's going down this weekend. A big, huge rematch. The match you women had earlier this year for the Ring of Honor World Championship, the main event, was such, like Phil said, everybody was talking about it. One of the best matches of the year. And for this, for you guys to be here, bigger stakes, bigger stage on Collision.
What do you mean, Saturday? Bigger stakes? It was for my championship, son. Yo, hold on. Phil, we coming back.
Oh, my God. The more stakes, Athena. I'm sorry. I apologize.
We're coming back on this
with
side,
some
Phil.
More stakes added on to this match. It's a Collision. It's a brand new show. The Owen Hart Tournament. Athena, I'm sure that Willow is watching tape right now of that first match. to try to get your number, to try to do something different. Are you going to do something different, or is it the same strategy that you've been telling us this whole podcast? Get in there, kick them in the face, proceed on to the finals.
You know, I do have to change up my game because, like I said before, I'd never want to be predictable. Willow has wrestled me before. And anytime I go into a match with someone I've wrestled before, like a Kiera, you have to bring out new stops. The difference between me and Willow is that I think Willow is very one-dimensional. I think she's transparent with everything that she does. And I've been doing this for a lot longer. I have a almost 20-year move set of consistently changing time and time again to adjust to whatever competitor. Like I try not to do the same thing twice unless it's like the super fragile porcelain, because that's just super, why go through the effort at that point in time, right? But like, I'm going into a match with someone that knows me very well. Like, I'm going into a match with someone that not only studied my film before that match, is probably watching that film, seeing their mistakes that they made, adjusting to that. And now I'm going to have to go and search through 2005, 2006 Ring of Honor on the Watch Honor Club, which you can all go watch because everything's on demand there. And I'm just trying to figure out what I can do to stop Willow Nightingale.
On changes, I do think a lot of people coming into your time with AEW, coming over from WWE, there were a lot of people that had the criticism of your promos. Of course, it's a different promo style over here.
Oh, you're cutting out,
my friend. Uh-oh.
Could you repeat that, please? You were cutting out. You're lagging real bad. Yes.
Am I still lagging?
No. Now you're good, I think. Say that again, please.
Okay, sorry. So coming over from WWE, there was some criticism of your promo style. And of course, the approach to promos is different with AEW. Just what is the process going into less scripted promos and, you know, more relying on you having to freestyle, so to speak?
Repeat that last bit. You started cutting out right at the end. I'm not being a jerk, I promise.
No, it's fine.
It's fine. No, I was just saying, what is the process of coming over to a company like AEW where you don't have script as much and it's more freestyling?
I feel like at AEW, being me, I think that's the best way to say it. I'm just being me. Whereas in WWE, I was a character, which is something I wanted to be, right? Because I was very afraid of just being me. Because I'm a super, like, super big nerd, right? Like, and when we tried to do that transition on WWE TV, it didn't read well because I'd been this spooky red-eyed demon witch werewolf vampire lady. I don't know what it was supposed to be this day. But, like, I was this weird, could have been supernatural, don't know if she is type of character. And then when we tried to humanize the character, it just didn't work. You know, I do think that my promos were lacking. One, because we had writers at that time and you're having to make someone else's words your own, which is, hey, that's a make or break thing. I get it. Like the first thing I did when my last year, when I had my Achilles surgery, I started taking acting classes. I was doing acting classes 2-3 times a week to try to improve that because I knew that that was the one thing that I was terrified of, which is weird because if you go back and look at any of my stuff from the indies before I got signed to WWE, I was so comfortable cutting my own promos. And some of those were scripted. Like a good chunk of those were scripted that I cut on that independent scene. And I was so comfortable. And I guess like the pressure of having to have that perfection, having to do every word verbatim, like it got to me. And I didn't want to be afraid of that anymore. I didn't want people to be like, oh, well, that was, you know, everyone, they're freaking keyboard warriors and like... that stuff, you know, I wanted to prove to people that, yeah, I'm a good promo. I can do all of these things that you're telling me to do. I just forgot how to do that.
Right.
You know, it's
a lot of pressure,
And then like, it's like, okay, well, I can cut a promo as Athena. I couldn't cut a promo as Ember Moon because I didn't know what Ember Moon was. I didn't know who Ember Moon was.
Still at the end too?
Not so much at the end. I think I kind of so when I got to tag with Shotzi, that was the most me I have ever felt. Like, and I love Shotzi to death. That is my sister from another mister. We still text each other to this day. That's my tutupa, you know, like, and I felt like me and I felt very at home being me. I don't know how to explain that. And I think that's just a big testament to Shotzi, because I always took everything, I think, overly seriously when I was there. Not a bad thing, but like it didn't allow me to think outside the box a lot of the time, because I was like, no, it has to be this way, because for 8 years, this is the way that they taught me, and I need to be this. So stepping outside that box was such a bizarre thing for me. And Shotzi really just kind of allowed me to do that and just have fun in the process. And I will say this, hands down, I had the most fun in WWE tagging with Shotzi Blackheart. Wow. Like I just her positivity, her gung-ho attitude, like even then it extended outside of wrestling. Like we'd go, we'd hang out, we'd make steaks and just like watch terrible horror movies. Like it was literally the most fun I had had. And for so long, I feel like I was missing that. I was like, yo, why didn't I do this tag team thing sooner? This is great. You know? And like, but honestly, it's just a testament to her as a person and how lovable she is. And like, I understand why everyone loves her so much. She's such a caring person. Like she gives back to the community so much. Like I have nothing but amazing things to say about that woman. You know, she's a bit of a daredevil. I will say that.
Most definitely, at minimum.
She scares me more.
She's Oakland, California, baby. That's why. That's what's up.
Look, when she's the ballsy badass for a reason. But like, honestly, she was just like someone I really just cared a lot about in that time frame. And just she made me have so much fun, and she made it okay to be me.
Awesome.
And I think that that's my favorite thing about like that whole tag team that we did. She made it okay to be, for Ember Moon to be Athena, for Athena to be Ember Moon. And we were just confident in just us being a collective, and just like, I don't know. I don't even know if I'm articulating that correctly, but you know, she made it okay to be me. And when that transition started happening, I was like, yo, okay, well, maybe I should just be Athena again. When I decided to leave, I was like, hey, you know, okay, what's next? Okay, well, Athena's here. Here's all your, let's flag out this gear with the dust on it and let's go, you know?
And yeah, because you could have been somebody, something Moon again, you know, or some kind of
I could have been Moon Embers.
Yeah.
or Summer Sun. I don't know. Like and that's the thing, it's like I could have been anyone, and it was just like going through that, like there was a little bit of a lost identity for a while. I will say that, like, you know, you leave WWE and you get your 90 days and you're just like, you have 90 days to think about what you're going to do. Like that, that's hard. That is, I think that was the most difficult part, because I went from, I don't want to wrestle anymore, to, well, I got to wrestle to pay the bills, to should I contact Tony Khan, to nah, maybe I should try some acting and some voiceover, to maybe I can just do video. Maybe I need to do this wrestling thing again. So like it's this 90 day chaos of like you trying to figure out what's next. And the weird thing about it was that I didn't know until like my first match with Thunder Rosa, which is,
wow.
It was like, well, I got to pay the bills. I guess, well, we got to do this. We got to pay the mortgage this month. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And going through doing that match. And after I did that match with Thunder Rosa, then I was like, okay, I almost gave this up. Like, I almost gave all of this up. Holy crap. What is wrong with me? What is wrong with me? And that's when I started falling in love all over again. And that's when I was like, you know what? Athena is the way to go. Athena is that snarky asshole that no one really knew about, but like everything that I'm doing now, I used to do on the indies, and I'm so comfortable and in my own world about it. And like, I love it, and I'm having fun being me. And I think people are having fun watching me be me, or hating that they love watching me being me.
Right.
And it's one of those things that like, I feel comfortable. Sorry, I feel comfortable in my own skin for the first time in my entire career.
Wow.
And I love that that's like, you know, being accepted. Mm-hmm. And like all my minions have shown up, showed out, like, and they're consistently like, hey, this is the thing, you know, like, and it makes me swell with pride because finally something I'm doing right. I'm getting the right reactions. I'm making sure that, the porcelain that are in matches with me come out the better for it out at the end of it, which is what this is all about, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, cool. Yeah. I'm going to beat the brakes off of you, but you're going to be tougher for it after. I'm like the tough dad. Rub some dirt on it. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Fina's acting like Bob Holly out here at this point.
Actually, like, I love Bob Holly. Like, I low key, like, I got to meet him at an indie show and, like, I fangirled out so bad because I loved him in Crash Holly so much.
Yeah.
So much. And, like, I just remember, like, oh my God, you're Bob Holly. Ah! Which I grew up a big wrestling fan, right? I grew up in the Attitude Era, in post-Attitude Era with all these kooky, crazy characters. So it's really funny because the people that I feel like, they're like, oh my God, Shawn Michaels. I'm like, cool. Well, when I was a kid, I didn't ever get to see pay-per-view Shawn Michaels because that costs money. I didn't get to see pay-per-view Shawn Michaels till I had money and can pay for it. You know what I mean? So I got like raw Shawn Michaels. But man, let me tell you, super crazy comes down. Woo! Like Rikishi drops that head. Holy crap, it's on. Like, you gotta hit the dun 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 dun. Like, I was there for all of that. Like, Takemichi Noku. Like, A Right to Censor were one of my favorite groups. Like, I always liked all the comedy bits, which is really funny because I'm such a serious wrestler now.
You are not you don't do any of those comedy bits.
I don't do comedy, but I love so it's just something about, like, when I was a kid, I loved all these crazy characters. Like, I even loved the Jamie Noble and Nydia stuff.
Yes.
When she went blind.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She was blind with a stick for a while. And then, like, I just remember when she finally took that mask off and she's like, I've known all along, JB. And we were like, get her, girl, get her. Mm-hmm. But, like, that was the fun wrestling I grew up on. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't get to watch the pay-per-view. So it was me, like, trying to tune in the next day to see, like, what happened at the pay-per-view. Mom wouldn't let me watch it, you know? So yeah, but like, I grew up a fan. So like, me getting to meet a lot of these heroes means the world to me. So like, it's funny because the people I like mark out for are not who you would expect whatsoever.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, could definitely relate to that. A lot of these kids now do not know the struggle of pay-per-views that you have to actually pay for. This whole having Peacock or the network thing was not a thing.
Y'all don't know. You were trying to like call a friend whose parents were cool enough to buy it. Be like, yo, what's happening? What's happening in match two? Someone else is trying to dial in because we only had one phone line. There were no cell phones.
If you had
a cell phone when we were kids, it was in the car in the middle console. You remember? That was a cell phone.
Yeah. And you're rich if you had that. Like, nobody really had that. That was just on TV.
Right? They will never know the Nokia pay per text.
Yes.
You remember when that days?
Text bill come in and your mom's like, what the?
Well, mom, you told me I got 10 text messages for free. Mm-hmm. I used 11 because you said, did I hear you? And I had to respond with yes, because you were at work and you wouldn't let me call you. I'm so sorry it cost $50 for that one text message, mom. I'm sorry. Anyway, you youngins don't know the struggle of the 90s.
No, not at
different
all.
Different times.
Oh, man. But yeah, so anywho, yeah, I forget how I got on this tangent of Hardcore Holly and love.
You're a bully. That's how, Athena. Don't forget.
I am not a bully. Yes. I am a I am an activist for me.
That's how we're describing it.
That's perfect.
It.
I mean, that sounds perfect to me.
I am an activist for me. That's a tweet.
Twitter
wasn't destroyed.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. I'm sorry, the Twitter shade going on right now.
It's crazy.
Twitter shade.
Don't want to keep you much longer. Of course, like I said, we have a big match coming up on Collision this week. Be sure to catch her versus Willow in the Owen Hart semifinals. But also, more importantly than that, go watch Ring of Honor if you're not watching Ring of Honor.
Every Thursday, baby.
And you can get it on demand. Not to mention, you get the entire Ring of Honor library that you can watch at the click or finger tap on your phone.
Watch every Thursday because Tony Khan will give you like 20 straight matches of heat. And who doesn't want to watch 20 straight matches of heat headlined by the forever Ring of Honor champion, MVP, Athena?
Mm-hmm.
You better watch it. Mm-hmm. You about to win that Owen Hart Cup, ain't you?
Of course. I told you. I'm calling my shot now, baby. I'm undefeated. I'm your forever Ring of Honor champ. I'm the ROH gatekeeper. I'm the Joshi killer. I'm the American Joshi. I'm the alpha. And I'm the one that you are going to have to watch every week, day in, day out, every Thursday on Honor Club. You can find me Saturday at AEW Collision, whooping the brakes off this smiley, dancy broad that I don't know why she dances and smiles so much. But at the end of the day, it's me versus Willow Nightingale in the semifinals of the Owen Hart Tournament. Bam.
Sold it.
Can't sell it any better than that. Of course, this has been Grapsody. I'm Phil Lindsay. This is Righteous Reg. It has been a pleasure, Athena. Thank you for coming through. But we are out of here.
I did the thing. Point.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.